Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Thank you very much indeed for that. In the US, the Republican National Convention begins in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin today, and it is there to there which we will return, because we're joined from there by John Nichols of The Nation newspaper. We're also joined by Amanda Renteria, who was National Political Director during Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and is CEO of the non-profit technology group Code for America. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might come to you first of all, John Nichols, and ask you about the atmosphere there in as you see it. I mean, I'm after viewing an image of a bloody Trump. This is taken from under the podium moments after he was shot. A bloody Trump with the US flag flying in the sky behind him and a clenched fist. Is he going to rise above any negativity and emerge as really the front runner in this campaign now after this?
It's possible, and it won't be a permanent shift, but it could be a shift for this convention. Donald Trump has indicated that he is torn up his speech, that he intends to do a speech on Thursday when he will be in the ultimate national limelight, in which he says he will call for national unity. He will obviously try to appear very presidential. That's an interesting and not totally shocking choice. It's whether you like it or not, smart politics. And so my sense is that you may see Trump really do a lot of work to try and, you know, improve his image. And if he does, there is a likelihood that he will see a significant bump in the polls, that his numbers will go up. You usually get a bump anyway from a convention, and if he does a particularly strong speech, and then in combination with sympathy after having been shot at and hit in some way at this event, I think you could see a bump in the polls. The only caution I'll give you, though, is that we have been here before as a country. Sadly, America is a very violent country. We've had four presidents killed. We've had presidential candidates killed on the trail. We've had presidential candidates wounded on the trail. And the politics goes many different directions in such a moment. And so I would just tell people to be a little bit careful about assuming that what happens this week or in the next week will definitely define what happens in November, because it may not.
Can I ask you, at the Republican convention there, what is the speculation in terms of his call, which he'll make in the next few hours, of a VP, a vice presidential running mate?
We are getting reports this afternoon, right now at the transition point in the afternoon, that J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio, has left his place, I think in Ohio, with a motorcade heading for the convention.
Wow.
There are people who are openly speculating. This is not certain by any means, but there are people who are openly speculating now that it could be Vance that is going to be the pick. We don't know that, but what we do know is that former President Donald Trump, is going to appear at the convention tonight. In fact, there's a good chance he'll appear each night. He likes that stage.
Wow.
But there's a lot of talk that he will appear tonight. I wouldn't rule out the possibility that he appears with his vice presidential candidate, and I wouldn't rule out the possibility, again, lots of cautions here, that could be J.D. Vance.
I'm taken aback at that, I must say. And I'll come to Amanda Renteria here, because first we're hearing from John, say with me, John, about this change in tone from Donald Trump and a call for national unity and so on. And wow, in terms of J.D. Vance, because when the shooting happened, he was quick to emerge and say that Biden was to blame for this shooting.
That's right. And, you know, listen, I think this is a very big moment for Trump to reset himself, reset his image. But that doesn't mean that your vice president needs to reset their image. Right. So oftentimes vice presidential candidates, part of their role is to be backing up the president, is to be taking on the fights that the president shouldn't take on, so that the president can be more of a unifying candidate. This opportunity, from what happened, if Trump really does reflect on this moment, he has a chance to come out and be that unifying, more empathetic, more bringing the country together kind of candidate. And he'll have J.D. Vance, Project 2025, to do some of the other work that generally he would take on. And the question is whether or not Trump really can reimagine himself and stay disciplined in that space. And that's very unclear right now, and certainly we'll find out in the next couple of days. But it does seem like his advisors are trying to shape him in that kind of way.
And Project 25 is the expansion of the powers of the presidency, which I'm not sure Donald Trump has said anyway he's on board with fully yet, but we'll see. Can I ask you, Amanda, before I go back to John on J.D. Vance, how does the Biden camp and campaign deal with this now?
So I think the Biden campaign has already been tracking who would be the vice presidential pick, and it was seeming as though it was going to be J.D. Vance over the last couple of days now. Right now, for the Democratic Party in general, people are at a bit of a freeze given what's happened. And so it is going to be very careful navigation and communication and how they actually treat not just the former president, but how they treat his vice presidential candidate right now, too. I don't see any major attacks in these next couple of days. It will be a lot of Democratic campaign staffers waiting and watching what their comments are. And then I suspect you will see them push back pretty hard if aggressive conversations start again, but if J.D. Vance takes the same tact he just took.
So just to be clear, my question was more generally on the assassination attempt and Donald Trump emerging as this strong leader. In some commentator's words, that he was touched by an angel now, that he got away, that this is the leader that America was waiting for at this juncture in American life and society. How does the Biden campaign, with an enfeebled leader, deal with that?
Well, I think one of the things that Biden is good at is these moments of empathy and care. And that's a part that's going to be really interesting in these next couple of days. But Biden is generally there and actually was seen as a president that could come in a national crisis and really bring some care to the moment. I don't know exactly right now. And I think you're seeing President Biden take moments where he can be presidential. Right. Just like last night, he had an address to the country. I think you will continue to see him take those moments to have an address to the country while a campaign is going on in the background with Trump. And so in many ways, Biden needs to be Biden. And what a lot of the conversations that are happening now is how does Biden lean into that empathetic president right now, and at the same time, make sure to be talking about the difference in vision and policies between Trump and himself as well. So it's a careful navigation for these next couple of days for sure. But the vision that Biden has is still very different from the Trump vision of the country.
Without question. But the financial picture is very different, John, as well, for both candidates now, because after the shooting on Saturday, we were told anyway by Republicans that money started flooding in, as opposed to Biden's situation where donors are freezing funds.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. Can I just tell you, both these candidates are going to have more money than they know what to do with. It's just the nature of American politics at this point. And, you know, there's no question that Trump got a big boost in small donations after the shooting. Understandable. There's also no question that the donors who said they're going to hold their money back are going to unhold their money back probably at some point soon. And here's the reason why. Everything that's happening is locking Joe Biden in as the nominee. He had a very bad 2 weeks, a horrible debate. But last Friday night, he actually delivered a really strong speech in Detroit, which a lot of people noticed, very much kind of reframing his campaign. Got a big endorsement over the weekend from Bernie Sanders, saying that Sanders was 100% in with him. He had an okay press conference on Thursday. And for better or worse, I'm not saying this is necessarily right or good. I'm just saying for better or worse, I think that the news cycles, the patterns of things that have happened are very likely to lock in Joe Biden as a candidate. That means those donors are going to come back. End result, barring some unexpected development, is that we will see what we expected from the start, which is the most expensive presidential campaign in American history with hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars spent. So I know there are many people in Ireland who are fretting tonight, worrying that one of these candidates might not have enough money. I can assure them, rest comfortably, they're going to have a lot of money.
I think most people in Ireland, to be fair, are worried about their own financial position, John.
But
we all appreciate your concern. Can I ask you, though, in a way, Amanda, Donald Trump and his campaign, I'm sure, can't believe their luck because, and I don't want to be trite in any way about the shooting, but to survive that was extremely lucky. Then you have the case today in Florida where the mishandling of classified documents case has been thrown out. And now confirmation from John that Biden will be the candidate. They're running all the way to the bank here, are they not?
I do think there's been a string for the Trump administration that has built a momentum that they will and should capitalize on it, given that their campaign has been trying to figure out what's their message for Trump in a new election cycle. I think some of the worry they had was people were getting tired of the yelling and fighting that Trump was doing, the bombastic lies, all of that. Now is a moment to really change that and continue the momentum that has been started over the last 2 weeks. And so I do think you're going to see Trump move into a different kind of style, but whether he can keep that style going and not turn back into the Trump we all know, the Trump that people dislike, that'll be a question. There's still a lot of time between now and the election cycle, and I'm certain that Biden's team will be taking a look at that, and they'll have to adjust as Trump also adjusts back and forth.
Okay.
But this is going to be an interesting couple of days.
I really can't wait for the answer to this question because there was speculation after the last debate, Amanda, that went so horribly wrong for Biden, so well for Trump, that Trump wouldn't do another debate, that he'd leave Biden to stumble on and leave that image in the first debate in people's minds. I just wonder now if he could resist a second debate.
I still don't believe that Trump could say no to a debate. I think he very much would not say no to coming up and doing a debate with him in any kind of challenge for that matter. And so if Biden wants to debate, I think you can goad Trump into it at any point, just given who Trump is and how he runs campaigns.
Okay. Can I go back to you, John, really briefly? I know there's various teams in the 4-day Republican convention leading up to, on Thursday, Make America Great Again. Do you know offhand what the theme is today? Is it Make America Rich Again?
Every day it's Make America Rich Again at the Republican Convention. That's something you need to understand. But yeah, they have vaguely thematic days. The bottom line is the Republican Party is built around Donald Trump at this point. So each of these days are going to see members of his family, associates with him standing up, as well as other folks. One of the fascinating things about the convention is today and in a couple of these other days, you're actually going to see real billionaire campaign donors getting up and giving speeches to the convention, which is taking it to a level we haven't even seen before. So yes, Make America Rich Again will be a big theme.
Or
at least make the people who are already rich, richer.
I enjoy being schooled in American politics by you both every single time, I must say. John Nichols at the Republican Convention in Milwaukee and Amanda Renteria as well. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.